keep on going into an after show. Who knows?
Maybe.
But you got to go to WGXE.org and catch our stream that's playing under the listen section. And otherwise, we're going to be getting out of here right quick.
Yeah.
Our guest tonight has been Christopher Carson. Thanks, man, for
This is Jim Sklavunis of the Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXE 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
You've heard it talked about in rumors.
In hushed tones and revered whispers, you've heard snippets as you passed people on the street.
You try to eavesdrop everywhere you go, at the bar at night, at the diner the next morning. You try to catch someone's gaze and see if they'll let you in, see if they'll confirm what you think you've heard, but can't say for sure.
You try to piece together what you know. You study a map of the town.
One person had said Donna. Another mentioned Honey and talked about how good it was there the night before.
You drive around at night, checking darkened buildings for signs of life. Then you wander the streets, aimlessly, your footsteps echoing in the darkness.
You came to this little town looking for answers. You drove there with your gas tank filled up on hope and desperation.
You had so many questions, and you were told they'd know just what to say. But now, they're nowhere to be found.
Maybe they picked up and moved. Headed to a different town, to drive down the highway dotted by broken hearts and pull over again and again, mending each one as they go.
On your last night there, your money run out, you head to the bar for one last drink. You swirl the melting ice cubes in your glass and stare at your reflection in the mirror across from you.
You sigh, catch the bartender's attention and ask to close out. But he laughs and shakes his head, throwing his rag over his shoulder as he reaches for your tab.
You know, the world is a weird and messed up place, he says, not making eye contact with you as he adds up what you owe. But when we need something, we gotta turn to each other and ask.
He hands you your bill. He's paid for your drinks and scribbled down an address where the total should be.
You don't need to ask him what he means or where he sent you. You just know.
You get your things and rush outside, slam your car door, Roll down your windows, letting the cool fall air rush inside as you whip your car out of the lot.
You know where you're going.
You're heading to the Love Motel. Welcome back to the Love Motel, your home on the airwaves for all things love and romance. This is Honey.
And this is Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you might be caught in the weekender traffic of peak leaf peeping season. But maybe not finding it so hard to loosen your grip on the steering wheel and enjoy the chance to slow down. After all, it is miraculously beautiful what those trees are doing.
Or maybe you found us on the dial while driving down the freeway in Los Angeles, where I am, watching as the daytime clouds make sherbet-colored sunsets by dusk.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
If this is your first time here, The Love Motel is a late-night radio romance talk show where we answer your love advice questions, send your personal ads and misconnections out on the airwaves,
and play you just the right love ballads and bangers that you needed to hear.
So, Donna, tell me, what sort of tender tangles are we going to tease through tonight?
We're going to hear from a Love Motel listener who's feeling like a teenager all over again, but not in a cute way. They're struggling with having a sexy single life while crashing at their parents' house.
And then we've got two letters that have a lot of similarities. Feels like there's something out in the zeitgeist that a lot of us are feeling right now.
We can't wait to get to all of these with all of you out there tuned in on another lonely late evening at the Love Motel.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
So, honey, should we waste no time and dive right in?
Yes, Donna, let's do that. We're going to call our first letter writer Sweetheart Heartbreaker, and they wrote,
I want to date around and figure out the sort of people I like, but I feel awkward about not taking things seriously. How can I get my freak on without ruining other people's lives?
Oh, our little heartbreaker with a heart of gold. What a sweet and sincere question.
You are sweeter than most already for even carrying this concern around with you. But you can put this worry away and still stay sweet. It's so easy for anxiety to fester around any exchange with another person or persons, whether it's a stranger or a close friend. It's so easy to overthink our interactions with others and to fixate on guessing what they might be thinking about what you two just shared. But ultimately, we have little to no control over what others think or how they react. We only have control over what we can willingly offer to these relationships.
Donna, what's our very favorite bit of advice that we give almost everyone?
Just talk about it.
That's right. Talk about it. As long as you're clear about your intentions from the get-go, your potential partner or potential one-night stand can know exactly what they're getting themselves into. And we're all old enough to make our own decisions from there. They can say that they're happy to cut all strings from this entanglement, or they can say that they prefer to be tied around someone's finger, and they'll move right along.
Just let those who you're dating around with know that you're doing just that, dating around. You don't want to settle into anything yet, and you're seeing other people. If that's not what they're looking for, then you'll both move on. Sure, maybe some of them will be a little disappointed, but that's unavoidable. You did your best, and I think anyone can appreciate some upfront honesty that ensures no wasted time or feelings.
So go out there and fill up that little black book and see if there's anyone that's worth giving a call back for a third or fourth date, whenever you're ready for it.
And don't forget to write back in about that when you do.
Let's play our sweetheart heartbreaker, a song by a cowboy called Mac Davis, who doesn't care whose hearts he steps all over. Here's Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Girl, you're a hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free.
At her before, baby, I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking bad the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like the tiny bubbles. She's acting single, If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself. I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles.
Mississippi, down through New Orleans, yes I have. I played in California, there ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. But I'm a rambling man, don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Poor girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Oh, I'm a rambling man, don't mess around with any old rambling man.
Listening to the Love Motel. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on around here?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in, submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or maybe you just want to let your sweetie know you're thinking of them. You can submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
Well, how do they do that, Honey?
It's easy, Donna. Find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you.
Take me to the station and put me on a train. I've got no expectations to pass through here again. Once I was a rich man, now I but never in my sweet short life have I felt like this before. Your heart is like a diamond. You throw your pearls at swine. And as I watch you leaving me, you pack my peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, your sonic stopover on love's winding highway.
We hope you're tuned in but clocked out, peeling out of work like a bat out of hell.
And that you're finding that speeding along the highway home with Donna and Honey's voice coming out of your car radio is the best way to unwind.
So, who is brave enough to drop a line into the Love Motel inbox, honey?
Next up, Donna, we have a long letter from someone we're calling Parental Control, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, I would love if we could have a talk between just us girls of a certain age. I hope you'll get what I'm trying to say. I've been staying with my parents for a bit while I'm in between jobs. It's a very temporary thing, not a long extended situation, but this could happen more frequently because of my job. I've also been going out recently to hook up a bit. There's a few people I've been seeing on the side, and I'm very single right now and very happy mingling, you know, just some NSA fun. The thing is, I feel like I'm back in high school. I'm almost sneaking around when I go out, and my parents are very, let's say, inquisitive about my endeavors. They will not stop asking questions, making unnecessary comments about how long I go out, giving me weird looks, or this whole overwhelming energy about it. I really don't feel like telling them I'm going out to get laid and love every second of it. I know they don't really care, and I'm an adult well over 18, let's just leave it at that, but it's really stressing me out. I don't know if I should come up with some cover story or weave a tale to get them off the trail, but I could really use some advice. Please and thank you." Okay, this one's hard to answer because parent and adult child relationships and boundaries vary so drastically from person to person, and I didn't quite get a clear view of your family dynamics from your letter.
I know what you mean, Donna. This letter writer is kind of describing their parents in two ways. Is it that they're giving you weird looks, or do they not really care? You mentioned both. but we'll try to answer as best as we can anyway.
You are their kid, adult kid, but it is their house, and they might be used to you not being around. So I think it's important to be polite about coming home late. They're old. Let them sleep. There are plenty of things to tell them in response to their probing questions about your evening adventures that aren't the risque response you gave as an example in your letter. I wouldn't necessarily want to tell my parents that either, but you could simply say, "Oh, I was just out on a date," or "I met up with some friends." If they really don't care, like you said, then it shouldn't be too stressful to just give them the easy answer, truthful without being brutally, elaborately honest. Or if it really feels like your privacy is getting squeezed, maybe have a talk with them about setting up some boundaries for the time that you're living with them. They might have some of their own that they'd like to lay down.
You've only just started to stay with your folks, temporarily, as you say, but it seems like maybe it might be more frequent. Well, it also seems like you already hate it. I can't say that it's going to be the kind of thing that gets easier over time. We all resent our roommates more and more with each passing day. Are you sure you want to grow resentful of your folks over time too? Maybe the best thing for your relationship, your sanity, and your sex life is for you to find roommates that don't fall into the familiar pattern of questioning your every move under their roof, as that's something that might be hard for your parents to unlearn. And it might be hard for you to unlearn what it's like to not push against their authority. That's an age-old pattern too, and one that takes years to shake. Give you and them some time and space apart so that you can just be the kid that loves them and loves getting it on the weekends far away from their watchful eye.
All right, honey. That's not bad advice either. Weren't you saying there might be just a perfect song for the feelings parental control is feeling?
How's this, Donna? Let's play All Grown Up by the Crystals.
Your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around. what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they won't. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. You'll be your woman. Come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. Take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. Soon you'll need a man.
We've got a lengthy song dedication that came in on the wires this month. This listener even wrote a poem for the object of their affection. They wrote,
"One ship, two ship, under moonlight or inky black and starlit. The gap between us has never been as close since this crush on you started. And at least I can look at the same coast, knowing you and I both share it. And there are half as many miles that could lead me to you. But I now carry the early morning, saddled with the weight of new work commitments and hopes of a brighter tomorrow. Still, I think of you, and like a knife through the veil of the unknown, a can of worms finally opened, the frequency has only grown with time. One day, I truly hope we can see if lightning strikes twice, and solve this maritime mystery once and for all after so many moons. Tonight, though, the Pisces moon whispers, put yourself out there. As I sail, not so gently into this good night. One ship, two ship. From CC, I'd like to dedicate a very lovely song to the ship I can't see.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl,
you're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your
girl.
Eyes
a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl. But my life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand him. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same. The same. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Welcome back to the Love Motel. If you're lost and you just stumbled in, just know that we're a radio romance talk show and that we are so excited that you've happened upon us tonight.
You know, this show runs on submissions from all our lovers out there. Without you, the hallways of this place would be quiet and empty.
So, if you're out there with your ear pressed up against the radio and think you'd like to be part of our next show, do us the pleasure of heading over to thelovemotelradio.com and submit a personal ad or missed connection so we can matchmake right here in town or anywhere coast to coast.
Or leave us a message on our love hotline. Call 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. In the meantime, let's hear from one more listener. They wrote,
"Love gurus, I am recently single for the first time in my adult life. It is crazy. Recently, a friend said there's no such thing as casual dating. Do you think this is true? I think it might be, though I would love to believe otherwise. With much love and amorous adorations, signed, not looking for love for the time being."
You beautiful creature, let me hold you through the radio and tell you, no, it is not true. Of course casual dating exists. The only limitations in your new single love life are the ones you impose on it. If you're enjoying dating around, go for it. It's perfectly fine to have sexual or romantic relationships with multiple people without getting too serious with any of them. As long as you're practicing safe sex and being considerate of the dating desires of these people. Like we said to Sweetheart Heartbreaker toward the top of the show, let your dates know you're seeing other people. Let them know you're not looking for anything committed or monogamous. And if anyone gets hung up on you, cut them loose right away. Don't string them along with you on your new adventures as a single and mingling babe. Someone once said to me that they wouldn't ever seriously date someone unless they were really going to plan on being together for the long haul. And sure, that's one way to do it, and a totally respectable and reasonable choice for the person who said it. But it's also reasonable, respectable, and completely possible to continuously romantically go out with a person with no intentions other than having fun. You and this partner or partners get to decide how deep you want to go.
It sounds like the only bump in the long, winding cul-de-sac that's called dating around might be you. It can be really hard to change gears from being someone's partner to being someone's fling. So if what you want is to keep things casual, make sure you're not falling into any old patterns of being the partner. That means possibly keeping your feelings reserved, being a bit more removed than you're used to being on a first date or second. You might be really good at being really open and really emotionally available. And while that can be part of a casual thing too, and can make a no-strings thing feel really nice and special, just be sure that you're not getting ahead of yourself and then needing to pump the brakes. That might be confusing for your partner, but might also cloud things for your precious heart too.
And congratulations on being newly single. We hope the breakup that got you here wasn't too painful. It must be a total trip to be untethered and free-floating in the dating pool for the first time as an adult. Probably a little scary, if not a lot scary at times.
Totally. We hope you're taking it easy on yourself, learning about who you are when you get to be all your own, and remembering that love is everywhere all the time, and you get to choose how much of it you want to put in your pocket right now.
You got this. Enjoy the ride. Try some new things. Be brave and do what feels right to you.
And maybe don't listen to your friend.
Truly, anything is possible and everything exists. Write that down because it applies to all of our world.
Gosh, Donna, if you aren't the sweetest, wisest woman I've ever met, let's have you pick out a song for our listener.
For this listener, I know just the one.
Don't let it get me. Don't let it get me out. Don't let it get me out. Don't let it get me out.
Doesn't really matter where I put my feet. someone else will come along. I'll pretend it's always been the same. It's just a complicated game. It's just a complicated game. Little girl, must be sure she bought her hair from the left.
Here's another song request coming through the airwaves. This listener wrote, I want to dedicate a song to my long-distance crush. I think about our last night together in London often. Cannot wait to cross paths again. I'm into you, okay? So hey, London lover, are you listening? Donna and Honey picked this one out just for you.
Thank you. wicked game you play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I wanna fall in love. No, I wanna fall in love with you.
Hope you're all enjoying your stay.
We're so glad you let Donna and Honey keep you company all night long.
But it's time to send you all home and flick off the lights here at the Love Motel.
So drop your keys at the door, but don't forget to pick them back up next month.
Until then, you know you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com, and you can catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own questions for us, or even a personal ad or missed connection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or, better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love to hear from you, and all the other Love Motel guests are here to support you. And we can't do this show without your love letters to us.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So, Donna, let's close out with a Love Motel favorite.
You know I love when we do that.
Until next time, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.